Mughal rule 1526 AD to 1707 AD. Page 2. Mughal rule 1526 AD to 1707 AD. Introduction. Block 1 consists of 5 units. They are: Number 1. Sources for the study of Mughal history, political conditions on the eve of the Mughal conquest. 2. Babur 1526 AD to 1530 AD and Humayun 1530 AD to 1556 AD. 3. Sher Shah 1540 to 1545 AD and Akbar 1556 AD to 1605 AD. 4th point, Jahangir 1605 AD to 1627 AD and Aurangzeb 1658 to 1707 AD. 5th point, administration, economy, society, religion, literature, art and architecture. In the above said units, we will examine the sources of Mughal history. Also, we are going to learn that how the Mughal emperors have left many records in the form of memoirs, court chronicles and official histories, which help the historian in writing the history of the Mughals. Further, we will learn about India on the eve of Babur's invasion and how India was parceled out among numerous mutually warring states. There was no paramount power in the country and struggle for supremacy was going on. India was not in a position to present a united front to any enemy. In the second unit, we will learn how Mughal dynasty was founded by Babur in 1526 AD as the result of his victory over the last Lodi Sultan, Sultan Ibrahim, in the first battle of Panipat in 1526. The victory enabled Babur to occupy Delhi and Agra. Then in 1527, Babur defeated Rajputs and broke their resistance. Lastly, in 1528, Babur inflicted a second defeat on the Afghans in the battles of Gogra. These three victories made Babur the Emperor of India. He was succeeded by his son Humayun in 1530. Humayun ruled from 1530 to 1556 AD with a break from 1540 to 1555 AD. In Unit 3, we study that how Sher Shah became one of those great men of history who blossomed out of dust into glory and rose to the highest pinnacle of distinction by virtue of his courage, ability, resourcefulness. We also learn in this unit about Akbar the Great, was one of the greatest rulers of Indian history who came to power in 1556 AD after the death of his father Humayun. He has become a hero whose memory is immortalized as a great king in the hearts of people of India. Akbar's idealism, natural gifts, force of character and concrete achievements entitle him to a high place among the rulers of mankind. Akbar's age was an age of great monarchs like Elizabeth I of England, Henry IV of France and Shah Abbas of Persia, and undoubtedly he was more prominent than any of them in more than one respect. The Unit 4 deals with the rule of Jahangir to Aurangzeb and various causes for the decline of Mughal rule in India. In Unit 5, we learn the development of sound administration and progress in the field of economy, society, religion, literature, art and architecture.